This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. Drug addiction has an economic impact of $559 billion per year in the United States. That's according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Here in Bexar County, it's $1.7 billion. Almost everyone has been impacted by someone who's fallen victim to drugs. Either it's hard drugs or alcohol. But with the right help, it can be beaten. We're going to be talking about the reality of treating drug addiction here in San Antonio across the country, and what are the available options, and what will the Affordable Care Act do to help making drug treatment more available. We do want to hear your stories. What's worked for you? Call in. You might inspire somebody out there. The number to call in, 210-614-8980, 614-8980. This half hour, we're talking drug treatment. And with me in the studio, Julie Wisdom Wild, the CEO of Alpha Home here in San Antonio. And on the line, we've got Art Scutt. He's the CEO of the Arapahoe House in Colorado. Are you there, Art?
Yes, I am here.
All right. Welcome to the program. So I know we only have you for a few minutes for the first segment, Art, so I want to ask you a few questions here before we lose you.
Sure.
So you're in Colorado, but you have a with 13 treatment facilities, you're able to have kind of a wider view. What do you think is happening with drug addiction in the United States? What do you think that the Affordable Care Act is going to do for you and being able to provide more help?
We think the Affordable Care Act will increase access to treatment largely for a couple reasons. One is it's going to expand, the Affordable Care Act expands access to Medicaid, particularly for adults without dependent children, as well as expanding it up a little bit. And then in addition, the insurance exchanges will help people who are really the working poor or medical poor in terms of coverage, help them have coverage as well. And the Affordable Care Act includes substance use disorder treatment as one of the part of the essential benefit. And it also includes parity. So in other words, the substance use disorders will be treated as other illnesses. So we serve about 75% of the folks we serve are low income or working poor. And so we think that will increase their ability to pay and to access services, and we will actually have more funds to serve those folks.
I had read that one of the biggest barriers for folks to getting drug treatment was the fact that they lacked health insurance. And did you find that to be the case?
The lack of health insurance is a huge issue, and the majority of the people that we serve do not have health insurance currently. We believe that many of them will access that. That will also enable them to get primary care and other kinds of health services that many times they only receive by going to the emergency room, which is a very expensive way for them to obtain that, both for them and for the rest of us, you know, who end up paying for it. So we have high hopes that they'll have better health in general and that they will be able to access care.
Do you think there are a lot of people out there who have a need for treatment right now? They don't have the health insurance, but once the program kicks in, they're able to sign up, and then on January 1st, everything goes active, that you're going to see a flood of people saying, finally, I can get the help I need, or is this going to be a trickle?
We think that there will be a significant number of people who want to access care after January. Whether that will start out as a relative trickle or not, and then build over time. We do know that in Colorado, I believe, the number of folks on Medicaid right now who receive substance use disorder treatment runs about 1%, and they feel that really it should be more like an 18%. So that going from 1% to 18% would be a fairly significant increase if that happens.
Wow, I would imagine. Do you have the resources? Will that be overwhelm your beds?
Well, part of this is the proverbial chicken and the egg. So we have some capacity. Most of our capacity is full all the time. We operate 7 24-hour programs, 3 detox units, and 5 outpatient clinics. So we have some capacity in our outpatient clinics, but we are concerned that increasing 24-hour capacity is a far more difficult thing to do and more expensive thing to do than increase outpatient capacity.
So the your facilities, you're in Colorado, Art, and Colorado is working towards getting recreational marijuana online. Is that a problem?
Recreational marijuana is an interesting thing. Since no one's really done it before, we don't really know what that means going forward. I think our best model for that at this point is alcohol. And clearly, in terms of alcohol, as we have made alcohol more available in states, those states have higher consumption. And as they have higher consumption, they have more people that have problems. So that if you would apply the same thing to marijuana, is if you have more access to marijuana, you would have more people using it. You have more people using it. You still probably have the same percent of people, just like with alcohol, who have problems with it. But if more people are using it overall, you have a larger number of people who present with problems.
In Colorado, y'all did expand Medicaid, which we did not in Texas, right?
That's correct.
So how does that...
We actually...
Go ahead.
Well, we actually expanded Medicaid to adults without dependent children beginning this year. So that's already been going on a little bit. And it phased in the people who were actually at 10% of the poverty level instead of, that it goes up to being eligible at 100%, then it's going to 133%. So it's the people who were really existing, and that's a loose use of the word, at $91 a month. And some of those folks have come into the system already. And we do have accountable care organizations set up on the medical side.
Right.
For Medicaid, and we do have a carve-out for behavioral health, and that is including substance use disorders effective January 1st.
So how do you see this changing the drug treatment, the drug addiction picture in Colorado with the availability of the Affordable Care Act there and with the Medicaid expansion there? Do you think that more people will access it and you will see changes in overall the addiction levels?
I think we'll see an increase in treatment services made available. I think we're going to have a capacity crunch probably in the first part of 2014, and part of that actually is workforce related. So it's finding qualified clinicians who have specialty in substance use disorder who can help provide services. So that's as big a problem as sort of the rest of the infrastructure.
But that's a problem that some people would like to have. Having the demand and having people come in and saying they have, and you will be able to ramp up and help those folks. So that's a good story, right?
It's a very good thing. Yeah,
all right,
we look forward to it.
Art Scutt, he's the CEO of the Arapaho House and the drug treatment operation in Colorado. We're going to continue the conversation, turning it back home to San Antonio. Art, thank you so much for joining us here on The Source. And we're going to be talking to Julie Wisdom Wild of Alpha Home when we come back. This is The Source on KSTX. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davis. We're talking about drug treatment in San Antonio, what's available, how do you get it, what's the story, does it work? With me in the studio, Julie Wisdom Wild. She's the CEO of Alpha Home, which y'all do drug treatment, and welcome to The Source, Julie.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Our phone lines are open. You can give us a call if you want to talk about drug treatment, if something worked for you, or if you want answers. Here's the place to call to get those answers, 614-8980, 614-8980. Julie, what is Alpha Home? Tell me about that.
Alpha Home is an alcohol and drug treatment center for adult women and their families. We were established in 1966 by Trinity Baptist Church when one woman just wanted to help another woman who was alcoholic. Trinity Baptist is still an enormous supporter of Alpha Home today. And over the 48 years that we've been in business, we've learned everything that does not work, and we've learned a lot of things that do work. Today, Alpha Home treats about 800 women a year and their families. Those 800 women had 1,200 children last year. So we serve about 400 pregnant women a year, And those are babies that have a better chance of being born drug-free and in a more healthy environment. We have five campuses around San Antonio where we provide inpatient and residential substance abuse treatment, outpatient treatment. We have a transitional living home in partnership with Crosspoint of San Antonio. And we have just an incredible alumni group that just comes back just to support each other. While in residential treatment, which when people say Alpha Home, that's usually what comes to mind, is our residential treatment where ladies lived with us for 70, 80, 90 days. And during that time period, they attend groups and classes. They have individual therapy, family therapy, GED, job training, everything that they could possibly want. While they're in treatment with us, they actually go out and find a job. And since 2010, our ladies who are in our residential program have put $110,000 into savings and back into the community when they leave.
So we saw the figure earlier that Bexar County, that there is $1.7 billion is the economic impact of drug addiction. What does that mean? What is that $1.7 billion?
The $1.7 billion is made up of fees to incarcerate, emergency room visits, cost to put children in foster care because of their parents' addiction, school dropouts, early pregnancies, fetal alcohol syndrome disorder, where babies are having, just tremendous impact from their mother's drinking. Lots of costs down the line.
So this is all the wreckage of drug addiction, and it's costing Bexar County $1.7 billion a year in taxes and property loss. Is that
sure? In our university health system is supported a lot by our property taxes, and so if $1 is invested in substance abuse treatment today, you can save from anywhere from $7 to $11 down the line in further cost.
In your operation, y'all receive what, federal funds somehow?
How's that we work? Receive federal block grant funds that are given to Alpha Home through the Department of State Health Services. And that's about 70% of our public funding. We also have United Way support, local foundations, individual, a hardworking board, and one fundraiser a year.
And so there was a federal sequester, and there was across-the-board cuts, regardless of who you are and what you did. They just cut. What happened when the sequester hit the Alpha Home?
In the middle of our budget year for 2013, Alpha Home, we didn't lose the contracts, but the two federal contracts that we had stopped referring people to our program. So the $300,000 that we had planned to spend on fee-for-service care for these ladies did not happen in the middle of the year. So there's no way to plan for that, and it's been really difficult to make up to this point.
Our phone number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. And we are talking about drug addiction and some of the options that are available for treatment here in San Antonio. So we were talking earlier with Art over in Colorado, and he was talking about how they're able to expand Medicaid. We're not doing that in Texas. But we are getting the Affordable Care Act reluctantly, and so that is going to be of benefit here for people who are working, who do have an income but they are having a alcohol or drug problem. Then it's, I need treatment, and they can bring that to you. How does that work?
Yes, I can. Alpha Home accepts Medicaid, and hopefully more people will qualify for that. In Texas, we have what is called the 1115 Medicaid waiver, and so that will be bringing quite a few dollars into Bexar County to help people who need different services. Alpha Home does accept some insurances, and we're in the process of getting on private pay insurance panels like Humana or whoever. And substance abuse will be one of the essential benefits that these insurances will hopefully be paying for. So that will help us.
And who's like the typical person that shows up on your doorstep? How do they end up at Alpha Home? What's their story?
Lots of different reasons for coming into substance abuse treatment. You have external reasons, which might be a DWI or a case for abusing your children or losing a job, divorce, etc. Those external reasons for trying to get help. You also have internal reasons, just a total spiritual breakdown where you just know that you are not meeting the potential that whatever God that you believe in had for you, and you're disappointed and ashamed and afraid. And so it can be either one of those. And I always say I don't care how somebody gets into our Alpha Home doors, whether they're sent by a judge or a family, or they just decide that they need help. It's what do you do once you're in our doors? Is there some form of willingness? Are you willing to listen? Are you willing to change some of your behaviors so that the outcomes of your behaviors will change and make your life better for you and your loved ones around you?
And what are the rates of, I mean, of it working? Mm-hmm. I mean, you hear people going to rehab. Is this rehab?
Yeah. We don't call it rehab. When people say rehab, you kind of think of the Dr. Phil or the whoever.
The Dr. Drew. TV.
Yeah, Drew. Sorry, Dr. Phil. The Dr. Drew TV rehab where the patients there are allowed to scream at staff and all that nonsense. And we don't do that.
No TV cameras there?
No TV cameras. No, we're a very modest home. It's clean and beautiful, but both of our homes are very modest. And our staff are very dedicated. We treat people with respect. We have what's called a trauma-informed program where we will never re-traumatize someone who comes into our doors. But after a period of time, you have to show some willingness, some surrender to the disease, and a willingness to listen and learn something better for your life. We have a wait list in all of our programs, and we don't want to tell you, you know, there's somebody waiting on your bed if you don't want to be here. But pretty much that's the message.
And what about protecting people's anonymity? They don't want to go and be outed.
No.
You know, they still have their privacy.
Absolutely.
They still want to. How does that work?
Drug treatment centers are protected by more stringent rules than HIPAA, and everybody knows about HIPAA. We're protected by CFR 42, which is federal confidentiality laws, and we don't have signage on our vans. We don't have a big sign out front that says Alpha Home. We don't use clients for fundraising. We have permission to talk to the client has to give us permission to talk to anyone and use their name about substance abuse.
So with the Affordable Care Act coming online, do you anticipate, even though we did not expand Medicaid in Texas, which would have helped a lot of people being able to get services like Alpha Home and other treatment facilities, but that didn't happen. But we are going to get the Affordable Care Act. So how is that going to impact you directly and what y'all do?
I think it will help. In the past, Alpha Home would run out of federal or state funding in March, and your contract year does not end until September. So all of those months that we were out money, we just keep admitting people and using donated funds to keep our doors open. Well, today, hopefully, most everybody who comes to our door will have insurance of some kind. And so we are in the process of changing our business model and adjusting to that. We're doing really well with Medicaid. Everybody knows Medicaid doesn't cover your medical cost, and doctors are refusing to take Medicaid patients or Medicare patients because of the reimbursement rates. But we're going to make it work at Alpha Home.
So how does it walk me through it? So if I show up, I know y'all just treat women?
We mainly treat women. In our residential programs, are for women only. Our outpatient programs are still gender specific.
So we're working on men.
We're working on men.
We
have a men's pilot program working.
All right.
Now.
So someone shows up on the doorstep. How does work get me from the start of the recovery and through the process? And how long does it take? How much does it cost?
Once the on-site interview takes place, the screening, the qualification, make sure they're eligible and appropriate for our program. We do a financial screening, which qualifies them for state-funded. About 90% of our clients today have no insurance at all. And so their beds are funded by, or their outpatient slot is funded by the state, by tax dollars. The wait for our residential program is probably 3-4 weeks. The wait for our outpatient program is real short. We've added
What is it about being there that's going to keep someone off drugs or off alcohol?
It's a safe environment. There, so many of our ladies come to us, especially to our residential and outpatient program. They're traumatized. You know, the little kids that you see on the front page today who have been abandoned or abused, well, those are our clients. In about 16, 17, 18 years. Those are our clients, and that's the kind of baggage that they bring with them. There are trust issues, there are trauma issues, and putting them in a safe environment where they are treated with respect and they are not exposed to the temptations that you have in every neighborhood in San Antonio. It provides them a chance to get their head together, to get their spirit together, get their body heat more healed, and give them a better chance at sobriety.
So doing talk therapy, asking people to journal, figure out what is it about you that has brought you here. What issues have you refused to deal with that seems to be driving some bad decision making? Is that how it works?
It is. And Alpha Home is a 12-step philosophy program. We don't require that, but we strongly suggest it, and that allows a maker of your understanding to get in charge of your life. The some of the things that we do have absolutely nothing to do with what you would think treatment. We have one counselor who does cookie baking and counsels while she cookie bakes.
Real quickly, what's the first phone call someone should make if they want to get treatment right now?
Area code 210-735-3822.
And is that to Alpha Home?
That's to Alpha
Home. Okay, all right. Julie Wiltz, Wisdom Wild, CEO of Alpha Home. Thanks for joining us on The Source. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.